On a farm near Newell are two white greenhouses, each one 124 feet long and 30 feet wide. This is where Kirby tomatoes are grown. The greenhouses are contained ecosystems with controlled temperatures, air movement, and water. But the plants are set into the gumbo soil of the Newell area that once nurtured sugar beets, a fact Becky Kirby credits for the sweetness of her tomatoes. Mark and Becky Kirby's greenhouses don't contain garden variety chest-high tomato plants. These are turbo tomatoes, bred for lower light, climbing high above the heads of six-foot people.
People walk in the greenhouse and they say, "Wow!"
Becky Kirby says she never successfully grew anything until she tried growing tomatoes inside a greenhouse.
So I didn't know that these tomatoes were different than regular garden tomatoes because the leaves are huge. Some of them are 18 inches long, and the leaflets on them are, some of them can be as big as your hand.
Plants are watered by emitter hoses running between the rows. Kirby says the water runs at night, so the sheep have water pressure for drinking during the day. This process allows the soil to be soaked without getting the leaves wet.
Once you start getting the plants wet, you get a lot of disease. It's a lot easier for disease to take over.
As we talk, an overhead ventilation tube running the length of the greenhouse inflates. It shoots air through holes in its sides and then quickly deflates. That system, as well as huge fans at either end, keep humidity levels at bay.
You have to have a certain humidity, but anything too much and you start getting a lot of fungus and mildew and mold.
Kirby says even though more tending is required for greenhouse tomatoes, there's a trade-off.
They don't get hailed on. They don't get the wind. They don't get deer or raccoons.
The greenhouses themselves aren't completely impervious to hailstones, which have punched holes through the plastic here and there, allowing rainwater to come in. The Kirbys market their tomatoes in Sturgis, Spearfish, and Newell grocery stores and the farmers market in Rapid City. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in the Black Hills.